Tonight's halftime program is the final of our halftime series during the football games of Cal Poly this fall on the subject of student involvement in community affairs. Throughout the fall, we've talked with a number of students, with the Cal Poly student body president, Paul Kresge, and with the mayor of City of San Luis Obispo, Ken Swartz. We'd like to conclude our series tonight by visiting with Dr. Robert E. Kennedy, president of Cal Poly. We're happy to have you visit with us tonight, Dr. Kennedy.
Pleased to be here, Don.
As you know, Dr. Kennedy, we've been talking about community service projects as Cal Poly students have been involved in them in the recent months. It occurred to me that you've been around college campuses now for a good long time. I wonder if you see much difference between the student attitudes toward community service and toward their fellow man between now and what it was when you perhaps were a student.
Well, Don, you were right in saying it's been a long time. When I was an undergraduate student, I would have to say that there was a great deal of concern on the part of the students about their future. That is, it was during the period right after the Great Depression, and most students were very concerned about what the world had to offer for them. They were not very critical of it because they were afraid of it. There was a great deal of poverty. It was widespread. There was a great concern on the part of all students as to whether they were going to be able to be employed when they graduated from college or whether they were going to be in the breadline, so to speak. I think this changed the attitude they had towards society. They were apprehensive. They were not critical. They were critical among themselves, but they were not critical to society because they didn't want to become part of the outside.
Well, going from that subject then, Dr. Kennedy, I wonder if you have a feeling about the benefits of these activities, perhaps toward the college. Mayor Ken Swartz of San Luis Obispo was a guest on our program at halftime just a few weeks back, and he told us about the benefits toward the community. I'm just wondering, is there a benefit back to the college itself?
Well, I'm certain that there is, Don. It comes back directly to the students who are involved. As you know, this institution has for some 30, 40 years talked about the concept of learning by doing, about the importance of people becoming actually involved in a learning experience. And today you hear many young people being quite critical of the experiences they have in many institutions of higher education because they say what they're learning is not relevant to the needs of society nor to the needs of the individual. And certainly when a student throws himself into the real problems of a community and tries to help solve some of those problems, he recognizes the relevance of his education, and he also then learns better because he is in fact doing something about it.
That leads to the next question then, Dr. Kennedy, that's in my mind. Do you see this concern on the part of students for their fellow man, for community service, for service to outside themselves, growing to a greater extent than we've observed it the last few months and years?
I think there's been a tremendous surge forward on the part of young people to make certain that the mistakes that the older generations have made through apathy not continuing. I, for example, read in the letters to the editor last night an item signed by three or four students in the bioscience department expressing great concern about the pollution of the stream that runs through the community of San Luis Obispo. And it was both a technical concern as students of biology and a great concern as citizens. They don't consider the community of San Luis Obispo to be off limits to them. That's a part of their community, and we hope that our students will be good citizens in the community and will do everything they can to help improve the community for everyone.
Our very short time is almost gone, Dr. Kennedy, but it occurs to me that in conclusion you might have some comment of your own other than the questions that I've asked about this matter of student involvement.
Well, Don, I would say that the experience of being president of a college at this particular time is a very exhilarating one. It's the kind of thing that I have sometimes laughed about when people have kidded me about I picked a poor time to become a college president. It's not true. I picked a good time to become a college president. There's nothing stagnant. There's nothing apathetic about the problems that we're faced with. We certainly have great challenges, and we have great opportunities to improve the learning processes for our young people. And it is a challenge that if we don't meet it, and we don't meet it squarely and head on, we'll find that we will have been of great disservice to the future and to our nation.
Dr. Robert E. Kennedy, it's been very gracious of you to stop by and visit with us tonight. We thank you again for taking part in this final program of our series on student involvement.